Israeli and Palestinian security officials are meeting today to discuss implementation of a formal ceasefire plan negotiated by CIA Director George Tenet. Israel agreed to the proposal yesterday, and the Palestinian Authority reluctantly signed on following a late-night meeting between Tenet and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Each side has a different interpretation of the ceasefire, and there's skepticism over whether it will work. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
It was only after CIA Chief George Tenet had packed his bags and was ready to leave the region without an agreement for a ceasefire that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat reluctantly said yes. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo said Arafat gave Tenet a letter detailing the Palestinian reservations, namely his objection to a buffer zone between Israeli and Palestinian forces and a demand to arrest dozens of suspected Muslim militants. A statement by the U.S. Embassy said the purpose of the ceasefire is to resume Israeli-Palestinian security cooperation, end the violence, and restore the situation on the ground that existed before the violence erupted last September. The details of the plan were not officially released, but the Palestinian newspaper Al-Ayam today said they include a Palestinian commitment to collect mortars and illegal weapons and an end to official incitement on radio and television. Israel promises to withdraw its troops to positions it held before the outbreak of the violence and to stop incitement and attacks by Jewish settlers. Israeli Cabinet Minister Gideon Sar told Israel Radio today that it's now up to the Palestinians to implement the Tenet proposals. The Tenet proposal must be implemented as it is, he said. We also had reservations, but we accepted the plan as a whole, and they are obligated to do so as well. Palestinian Information Minister Abed Rabo says Palestinians did not sign the Tenet proposal, and they will not agree to anything that contradicts the recently published Mitchell Report. The Mitchell Report, which both sides accepted, calls for a ceasefire, a six-week cooling-off period, and then a series of confidence-building measures, including an end to Jewish settlement expansion. The Tenet ceasefire plan also calls on the Palestinian Authority to arrest dozens of suspected Muslim militants from the radical Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Palestinian Legislative Council member Hanan Ashrawi says the Palestinian public would object to such arrests.
The Palestinian Authority cannot be called upon to arrest anybody without due process. This is number one. We will not allow the authority to behave in a way which is above the law. There has to be the rule of law and there has to be due process. And they are not allowed to violate our own democratic rights.
Each side wants to see the other implement its commitments first. Israel wants the Palestinians to completely end the violence and incitement in the Palestinian media. Once that happens, Israel will begin to withdraw its troops to positions it held before the violence began. Palestinians want an immediate lifting of the closure of the West Bank and Gaza Strip and an Israeli commitment to freeze all settlement expansion. The Bush administration chose CIA Chief Tenet as a mediator because of his security experience and his extensive contacts on both sides. American officials hope that once security cooperation resumes on the ground, Israelis and Palestinians will each take steps to enable the ceasefire to take root. And that, say U.S. officials, will hopefully lead to a return to the negotiating table. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.